bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this week's podcast, Chris, I think I was batting above my average this weekend.
Impossible.
No, it's possible. I know some people might think that it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
No, but seriously, I did. And it was very embarrassing. I was very self-conscious. It was very embarrassing.
Don't believe it.
This is what happened. This is the Triple Threat Podcast. Now, I had a bit of a situation over the weekend where, well, you know how when you pick up someone.
Hang on. Over the weekend.
Yeah.
I said to you when I came in, what'd you do this morning on the weekend? When I came this morning, I said, what'd you do on the weekend? And you said nothing at all. You stayed at home and watched TV.
I watched a couple of movies and I read a book. I didn't finish the book. I read a chapter.
So...
Well, this was
you
Friday
lied.
Night. This is Friday night. What? It doesn't count.
Friday night is the weekend.
Ugh, whatever.
Anyway. Okay, sorry, continue.
Now,
there's only two of us. We can't afford to fight.
Well, you know how when you... I don't know if you remember being single, Christina, but were there ever times where you would...
A little stab at me. I'm sorry.
Sorry, you're happy. Whatever. Do you ever remember where you would wake up next to someone that you just met and just go, oh, probably should not have happened?
Why?
I feel like I was on the other end of that stick this weekend.
Oh, dear. Do you feel like you got looked at?
No, well, I didn't get looked at. It was just... So, this person that I met, turns out the next morning, was a lot more attractive than I remembered.
Oh, why is that a bad thing?
Oh, because, okay, well, let me just tell a story. So, it was when, it was not until he actually got out of the bed when I noticed that it was quite incredible. There was a six-pack involved, Christina.
Ooh.
A six-pack. And then, like, there was this gorgeous broad chest, floppy blonde hair. He was much younger than I thought. And I was just thinking, this is not happening.
So, while you were examining his body in the light of day...
It was in the darks of my room. Well, because the next thing was, he had to go to work. And he goes, oh, let's take a shower. And I was like... And so, my real voice said, oh, don't... Like, no, you'll be late for work if I go in the shower with you. So, you know, just take a shower yourself. It's just around the corner. But in my head was like, hell no, you are not seeing me in daylight.
Did you get any inkling from his point of view that he felt that way? Or was that just your insecurities?
Well, it was mostly my insecurities until he left a t-shirt behind. And he hasn't texted me to want it back, so...
Is it a good t-shirt? Could you wear it at least?
Oh, I'll probably wear it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a black t-shirt. Like, I've worn someone else's underwear before. I can wear the t-shirt.
Okay, so there was nothing in... So you. What I'm saying is you didn't wake up and him be staring at you with this look of disgust, like, what the hell have I done?
No, it definitely could have been worse.
Okay, yep. Well, that's good. And as for the floppy blonde hair, well, you have some floppiness.
No, it's not very floppy.
Like, sometimes before you have a haircut, it can be a bit floppy, you know, and your six-pack is on its way. It's...
On its way to where? What? Don't be ridiculous.
I'm just saying that maybe he was batting above his average.
Maybe he likes people who are a little bit overweight and aging.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.